Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
What up, Snapback fam? Welcome back to another episode of the Snapback Sports Pod. On this episode, we're going to talk about just anything going on in sports. Last Dance, Andy Dalton, weight gain. I don't know. A lot of stuff has actually happened. NFL schedule release coming up soon. This is just going to be Abe and I kicking it like you guys are all used to. Pods drop Mondays and Thursdays. You know the deal. And we are back to that format. So, Snapback fam, let's get it.
Blue Wire.
The Baltimore Ravens select Lamar Jackson.
I'm a Raven. He's on all year, every year.
Jackson takes it himself.
Oh, he broke his ankles.
Blocked by James.
Auburn's going to win the football game. Auburn's going to win the football game.
For the Philadelphia Eagles, the long drought is over.
Bryant, put the jumper.
What up, fam? I'm your host, Jack Settleman from Snapback Sports on Snapchat. Joining me today, and as always, is my co-host and longtime best friend, Abe Granoff. Abe, can I stop saying on Snapchat? I feel like I'm on more than one platform now. Now it's just like a thing.
I feel like you have to, like, push the YouTube now, right?
Right?
I mean, you're everywhere. Where am I?
I don't know. You tell me. Where are you right now? Don't let the people track you down, though.
New Jersey. Speaking of which, wait a second. Yeah. I don't know why this just came to mind. It has nothing to do with New Jersey, but this will lead into your little weight gain extravaganza. Today, I worked out, and I got back. I had a nice meal, and like I'm sitting at my kitchen table, and like the windows are open. It's beautiful out, right? And I hear the ice cream truck, and I'm like, oh, shit. It's on. So I go outside like a little kid, and I'm looking around, and I can't find it, but I can hear it. It's like, all right, I'll take a little walk. Took a little walk. That walk turned into chasing it down. And I chased it down, barefoot, no shirt. And yes, I'm 24 years old doing that. And there was no selections. Like, I don't think
what
coronavirus,
do you mean?
All they had, literally, dude, was this. It was a Mr. Softy truck. Everyone knows Mr. Softy. But all they had was, like, soft serve ice cream in a cone with, like, whatever dip you want or sprinkles, yada, yada, yada. Me, I'm rolling up to that thing like, oh, shit, where's my Chipwich at, right?
It's a Mr. Softy truck. Of course it's not going to have the...
You're crazy, Jack.
That's a different type of ice cream truck. What are you talking about?
No, it's all the same. I'm typing in Mr. Softy truck right now. Jack, I'm telling you, all they had was like seven options of different types of ice cream, like soft serve.
Time out. Let me just throw this out there. Are you really... You're interacting, getting near other people, and going to an ice cream truck during coronavirus?
Okay, one, they were driving around.
Right.
It wouldn't drive around if it wasn't safe. Two, I had a mask on. Three, the guy had
no shirt but a mask.
Yeah.
Barefoot. Running around a neighborhood.
What do you
mean? I'm far from a grown man.
But don't deviate from the fact that you said you don't get a Chipwich from a Mr. Softy truck. I'm looking at one right now, and the options are endless. There was no Chipwich. It was just some ice cream, like a rainbow pop. But that's neither here nor there. Talk to me about this little weight gain extravaganza you're going on.
There's no extravaganza. You're hyping it up more than I think.
Well, you've been trying to do this on like 10 separate occasions.
That's not true. There was one time when I was 15 where I wanted to put on weight because I was a skinny little bitch, and I couldn't because there wasn't the right tools.
You realize putting on 10 pounds is so easy.
Dude, that's why I'm saying you're hyping it up to this big thing.
You also made it a poll, like, it's like it's hard, like, it would be a challenge to you. Like, it's not hard.
I mean, 10 pounds is still 10 pounds. My dad said I wouldn't be able to do it, so maybe it is a challenge.
I voted no, too, for the record.
Right, so, anyways, since I've been home from coronavirus, I've been super busy. I probably haven't been eating as much. I can't lift weights because I don't have a gym, so I'm doing boxing, just fit.
That's all you do anyway is boxing.
No, but I lift weights, and I've lost a lot of weight. So now I'm down at 163. If you don't turn that off, I'm going to punch you in the face.
That's Zach Greenberg, all right?
And
our LA agent.
Okay. Anyways, I get on the scale last night after dinner in sweats, and it's at 169. So I don't know what's good with the scale. I will weigh I'll weigh myself in shorts or boxers like in the future, but yeah, it's not going to be that hard. I just haven't been paying attention to my weight, and I realize PB&Js.
Hella PB&Js. But no, the thing is, you got to do it. You got to weigh yourself in the same thing every day. So like just boxers or something at the same time. So like right when you wake up.
Yeah,
because that's the only way you'll get consistent.
I appreciate your concern.
I have a few tips if you want.
I'm just gonna eat. We'll check in 2 weeks. How about that?
PB&Js are your best friend. That's all I'm gonna say.
All right, let's hop into Monday mailbag. Number one. How far will the Ravens go next year?
Who cares?
I think we're winning it all. I don't know.
I'm sure you do.
Call me crazy. We kind of patched up all the weak spots. Lamar Jackson, another offseason.
Say I was talking to you before the Tennessee game in the playoffs. What would you have said your weaknesses are that you filled in this offseason?
I would say wide receiver and linebacker.
And you got Kenneth Murray, obviously.
No, we didn't get Kenneth Murray. We got Patrick Queen, who's better. We drafted a linebacker in the third round as well, and then we added Dobbins and Duvernay. So if we want to be the best team, absolutely.
I was going to say, is that wide receiver hole really filled?
What I was going to say was that what we really are getting is Hollywood Brown at full health. Yeah. He played with an 8-inch rod in his foot last year, and when he was on the field, he was actually unbelievable. Like Metcalf and AJ Brown, and there were so many rookie wides who got a ton of attention. Hollywood, when healthy, was actually up there, if not the best one. So
no, definitely is the type of guy that can do anything.
We need to make a
offense.
Move for Allen Robinson at the deadline, but
that's your Lord and Savior.
We don't need a Lord and Savior. When you have a top two roster in football,
you just said you need to make a move for Allen Robinson.
Yeah.
So him specifically?
I said to make us the number one roster, because right now we're two or three, we need Allen Robinson. That'll fill the last hole we really have.
I have a name for you I'd like to throw out there. And
Alshon Jeffery.
I would love to give it to you at a discount, too, Mr. Alshon Jeffery.
No.
And
I'll throw in,
how about this to sweeten the pot? I will throw in Josina Anderson with him.
I don't want Josina.
You get the 1-2 snake combo.
I don't want Josina Anderson. All right, Speedy number 33 says it's Sunday in reply to our Monday mailbag poll. Like, how dumb do you have to be to write that, Speedy number 33?
I think more than being dumb, it's like, how much do you have to disrespect Jack and I? Like, shit, we know it's Sunday. We put it out on Monday, hence why we want Monday mailbag questions.
What a schmuck. All right. Is there any... Caleb.13 says, is there any chance the Pats sign Cam Newton now that Dalton is a Cowboy?
I really want this to happen. I really do. Because I think... I've been one of those guys, and you know this person in your fantasy league. This should actually be on that ranked list. Is that guy who always says, hey, man, Cam could really get back to form this year. That's me. I'm always doubling down and buying in on Cam Newton season after season just because of how electric he was that few years ago when he was voted the best player in the NFL and took the Panthers to the Super Bowl. I'm always in on Cam Newton, and I want him to succeed, and I think that New England's a great situation. But you have the Trevor Lawrence whisperers out there that they're tanking.
You also have like the Patriots being very clear that Jared Stidham's their guy. Like, if you eliminate the media and you just look at every move they've made, it's like very clear that they want Jared Stidham to be their quarterback. I don't understand.
Also, I don't think the Patriots have it in them to tank. You know what I mean?
I don't know. Their defense, they did lose a few
also,
pieces.
Also, it's just so hard to tank in the NFL.
Yeah, especially when you have the Jaguars. they might not be trying to tank. They're just so bad and depleted now.
I actually thought that Dalton was going to end up there, so much so that I bet on it.
Really?
That didn't happen, obviously.
Minshew week one starter feels pretty safe. All right, Tayden_Jordan11 says, how many states have you been to? Top of your head? Guess the main.
I'm just going to rattle them off rapid fire.
Well, we don't need to do that.
Okay.
I'm gonna go with.
Does that include layovers?
No. Outside of airports would be my ruling. But okay, if you drove through it, I count that. I'm
like a bunch. I made a bunch of drives to like Michigan in college and stuff.
I would guess like 32-ish for me, personally.
Really?
Maybe more. I've never been to Hawaii. I've been to...
Wait a second. There's 32 states? No way.
Wait, there's 50 states. What do you mean?
I'm saying you've been to 32? No way.
Yeah, okay.
Maybe I have?
I've been to Washington, Oregon, California.
Wait. You just said we're not doing rapid fire. Now you're going down. Now you're going down the map.
You're questioning I've been to 32. I've been to 32. Honestly, looking at the map right now, I've probably been to 40.
I think you're just pulling that out of your ass.
No, I really have.
Let me see. I'm looking at the map change over quarantine.
No, all right, Tayden, I thought this was a dumb question, but I guess it's intriguing. I've never been to Idaho, but I do want to go out to Idaho.
I have an idea.
You haven't been to, like, Kansas or Nebraska or Wyoming or Montana. You don't really do that stuff. You haven't been to the Dakotas.
I have an idea. Why doesn't Charlie put in a little fun music right now for everyone to listen to while you and I individually count the amount of states we've been to and come back with our answers after the break?
All right, we're back. I believe my
count. We never really left.
I think my count's at 36. What's yours?
I stopped after I got to, like, the middle of the country because I realized I haven't been anywhere.
Okay. Well, maybe you should get more cultured in the U.S.
Well, I would, but I've been told to stay at home.
Yeah, and you don't listen to those instructions. You go outside naked, which is a very odd thing to do. All right.
It's not naked. You had a banger. You had a pizza banger at your house last night.
With proper separation.
Yeah, I've had proper separation.
Dempsey, Schleem, thoughts on AB to the Ravens? Can we just stop? Like, he's not coming to the Ravens.
Can we stop? But you keep posting.
Antonio Brown keeps posting.
Somebody on your phone's reposting him.
Yeah, I posted it because it's good content. But I'm at the point where I've said so.
So you're
many
a little
times
hypocritical with it. No, I know what you mean. It's like, how many pick stitches did I need of LeBron James in a Sixers jersey?
Alex_18 asked thoughts on Dalton to the Cowboys. So my thoughts are, first of all, I think Andy Dalton is one of the most disrespected quarterbacks. Like, he was actually decent. He gets a pretty bad rep. He was a perfectly competent quarterback for a long time. I don't get why they didn't keep him in Cincy to kind of help with Burrow. I don't think it would make quarterback controversy. And I didn't think much of the move, like Dak's their guy. And then someone pointed out something interesting. The Cowboys could theoretically untag or do something and make Dak a free agent right now with no landing spot. And they could use that as leverage to make him sign a long-term deal, which is very interesting situation. Any thoughts on that?
If they did that, Dak would be on the first flight to New England.
See,
you realize
I don't know.
That's exactly what would happen.
Like, you have to remember
that. There are so many teams that would throw a deal at him that have solid quarterbacks in place, like, for instance, the Colts, but, like, Phillip Rivers' time is ticking. So, like, a team like that, or literally any team.
But you
would
can't.
Pay Dak
if you're
Prescott.
The Colts, you can't take on a max quarterback
they
contract
have,
with Phillip Rivers.
If anyone
Rivers.
Can, it's probably the Colts.
So, all right, so explain this situation to me. Dak goes and signs a max. I mean, there's no max deals, but he signs for $35 million a year with the Colts. Who's their starting quarterback next year?
I don't know. Ask Frank Reich.
Like, Phillip Rivers isn't just sitting there eating $30 million in cap.
Okay, but you're telling me Jacksonville isn't calling Dak right away and offering
$35
million.
They have no interest in making Dak Prescott their franchise quarterback. I actually think...
Neither does Dallas.
Right. This is checkers and chess. If Jerry Jones cuts Dak Prescott, I would cry of laughter.
No, I think that, I mean, the Cowboys have been an organization that, even though Dak hasn't missed a start in his career, they've been an organization that haven't shored up that backup quarterback position. Like, a lot of teams, you're able to recognize the name off the top of the head who the backup quarterback was. Do you know who the quarterback was for Dallas last year, the backup?
John Kitna.
Exactly. Like,
Kellen
like
Moore,
John Kitna's,
and then it became,
those are the only two guys that have ever been backup quarterbacks in Dallas. But it was actually Cooper Rush.
Yeah.
So my point is that Dallas has never been that organization that really relies on a backup quarterback spot because Romo was reliable. Dak's obviously reliable.
Romo was hurt all the time, though.
Yeah, he had the back injuries.
That's why Dak Prescott became the quarterback.
But anyway, I forgot what I, but like, yeah, I mean, to me, it's just like a little weird. It's like you have very clear holes on your defense, and you didn't address them in the draft, right? You went right for – you drafted our boy Trayvon, but you went for CeeDee in the first round. You still have a lot of holes. You lost Byron Jones' offense – I mean, this offseason. The defense isn't that great, but yeah, you're giving Andy Dalton $7 million a year. Is that really where your priorities are? That's
all
what,
right. Well,
that's
it's what, $3 million, $7 million in incentives. That's like
right.
Don't be mainstream media and say $7 million because three.
I'm just saying it was very interesting to me for to see them make a splash like this. I'm not saying signing a backup quarterback's a splash, but Dalton was one of the bigger names left. When you're still not sure if your defense is right there, yeah, the offense is very dynamic. They've got a new play caller, but like, why don't you fill up the 11 spots on each side of the ball before you start filling up the other 31 that sit on the bench.
All right, what I mean? Let's dance. All right.
I guess that was a little hypocritical because
you guys drafted a
quarterback
in the second round.
No, we drafted a Taysom Hill type. Taysom Hill type. We essentially drafted four people and one.
But the funny thing is, you keep saying he's a Taysom Hill type, but you're saying that. The organization actually isn't even saying that. They're saying he's a quarterback. They're saying they're using him as a quarterback.
No. You haven't listened to the amount of press conferences.
Really? Quarterback factory? So who's in the factory if it's not Jalen Hurts?
No, he's in the factory, but he's also in the receiver factory, the running back factory. Hell, he's in the punting factory.
Got it.
Guy's just a grinder.
He's a Gruden grinder. All right. Let's dance. So we are recording this before episodes 5 and 6 tonight. When you guys are all listening to this, it will have happened. And I'm sure it's going to be, I mean, I can't even imagine what it's going to be like. There's been some
teasers. What are you sending your own tiers odds at?
I'll probably cry
tonight. The Kobe. I'm going to say plus 200 for me.
Really?
I'm not really one to cry at like a TV show or a movie, honestly. But like, this is also not really a TV show or a movie. It's like real life. It's a documentary. So I'm leaving the window open for the opportunity to cry, but I wouldn't bank on it. So I think plus 200 is safe for me.
I will probably cry because...
Yeah, I mean, it is the Kobe episode.
It's the Kobe episode, and did you see the teaser I posted today?
Which one?
Like, it's just going to be so intense, and I think it's just like, MJ was Kobe's role model. He was his idol, and then he also wanted to beat him, and the whole episode should, I mean, I haven't seen it, so I have no clue, but it should encompass, like, who Kobe was as a person, which is only going to make it sadder because we know he never got the chance to really be the father he was going to become. I think it's going to be just absolutely heartbreaking. Amazing.
I think it's going to be
incredible. But I think that, yeah, I think I'll probably be crying.
See, you say it'll talk about Kobe as the person, but I more so think it's going to talk about Kobe as the competitor, which is why I don't think it'll be as sad.
Let me be clear. I'm in agreement with you. I'm saying the takeaway is going to be we see who he was as a competitor and the type of person he was, which is why it's going to be upsetting that he never got to be a father. And to take that passion that he had for the game and wanting to be the best to his family. That's all I'm saying.
Right. Yeah, but for me, I mean, I don't know. The thing is, like, they were working on this before Kobe died. And chances are it was probably finished by the time he died because they were able to move up the date. So I don't think, unless they went back in and added, like, some sentimental parts, which they might have. I'm sure there will be a, like, this episode goes out to Kobe Bryant before or after or Gigi or the nine people. But, like, I kind of think they might have made it with the expectation that Kobe was here during and able to watch. So I don't think maybe it'll be sad in that aspect unless they went in and were like, all right, let's make America cry, which they very easily – they have everybody's hearts in their hands.
I don't think they needed to do that. I think it's just going to be emotional because you're going to see him talking.
Seeing Kobe talk and, like, it feels like he's there.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. What have your thoughts been on the documentary so far, though?
Well, first of all, I think 9 different people make each episode because they have, like, what is going on throughout the entire thing? They jump.
Are you talking about the timeline?
They literally jump.
I think it's sloppy. It's so sloppy.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's the timeline. You can tell what they're doing, right? They're like, they're going back in time and then showing how that relates to the 98 season. I mean, it's hard to keep track of for sure. I mean, we all know how idiotic Jack and I are. So, I mean, for that aspect, it's hard to keep track of, and it seems like it's all over the place, but I kind of get where they're coming from. I mean, for me, it's just been like comparing everything to LeBron.
That's because you're the worst. It's not even an MJ documentary.
Okay, America's doing that.
But it's not even like a Michael Jordan documentary. That's the funny thing. It has sparked some good debates that I'm sure like your ignorance has gotten fully
Yeah,
into.
I mean, let's just talk about it right now. You're telling me that a 245-pound Bill Laimbeer is throwing LeBron James around like a rag doll? You're out of your mind.
Who said that?
I'm saying that Jordan's getting tossed around by the Bad Boy Pistons down low and Bill Laimbeer. Could you imagine the greatest player of all time? Let me put this into perspective for you. Is getting thrown around down low by Tobias Harris, because that's how much Bill Laimbeer weighs, or weighed at the time.
Wait, but MJ was like a 180-pound guard. What's that have to do?
That's what I'm saying.
So what's your point?
That people are saying that LeBron couldn't dominate in that era because it's soft and everything, he would actually destroy Bill Laimbeer.
No.
He's massive. LeBron James around in that era.
I mean, what people are saying is LeBron literally is flopping all over the place. What happens if he
Well, that's just smart,
hit?
Bad. That's just playing the game.
Right. Yeah,
that's
I'm
literally
not
just
in
playing
the
game.
I'm not in the circle.
You're a soccer fan. That's all they do is flop. It's playing the game.
I'm not in the sphere of LeBron wouldn't be able to do it in that era. I'm just happy. I feel like the country has come to the conclusion that LeBron James is a super talented player, probably the most talented of all time, maybe the best basketball player of all time. But he just didn't have what MJ had, and that's what's going to separate them probably for the existence of time.
Yeah, I mean, could you imagine if MJ had what Bill Russell and Robert Horry had? Jeez.
What do you mean?
I mean, they have more rings than him.
Yeah, but I think when people go to that argument,
it's not at all. That's a joke.
Right. So
it's a joke.
I don't know. I think, you know, there's been a nice education. We still have 6 more episodes to go.
Speaking of education, you know what really did it for me on this pod? I mean, not this pod. This documentary. It hasn't really shown me like how much of a different level MJ is on. But I'm telling you, and this isn't like a LeBron
thing.
Wait,
so did you miss the episode against the Celtics?
No.
Where he averaged 55 in a series?
Yeah, cool. He dropped 63.
Can I bring up something?
Can I finish my sentence?
No. I need to understand something. Why is Michael Jordan always on the best team, and why is LeBron James always playing against the best team? Why is LeBron James' teams never the best team? And then why, when LeBron James has to face... This is always the graphic I see. Oh, it's LeBron James, Tristan Thompson, and Dellavedova against the Warriors super team. Oh, he could never beat that. And then I see a fucking graphic of LeBron James, Dwayne Wade, and Chris Bosh next to goddamn Jason Kidd, Dirk, and Jason Terry. Are you kidding me?
You just named two Hall of Famers and Jason Kidd.
Are you kidding me?
But I was
because every graphic on Twitter is just bitching about LeBron James having to face all these. What? Why is he never the best team? I don't understand. Dwayne Wade
you know
is top 3 shooting guard of all time. Chris Bosh is an all-star. I just don't understand why everyone is just like, when it's LeBron, why is he never on the best team? I don't get that. Yeah, Michael didn't have to play the toughest team in the league because he was the best team, because he was the best player. And yeah, he had Scottie Pippen. Pippen was great. The rest of his team were role players, the same shit that LeBron had. Why are they always...
Dennis Rodman was a role player?
Yeah, he was the definition of a role player. He averaged four points per game. That's the definition of a role player.
Yeah, he's a role player. But, I mean, it's Dennis Rodman you're talking about. I mean,
exactly.
I don't know
and Dennis Rodman, he's a solid player. But he wasn't Chris Bosh when it came to offensively and being able to rebound the ball.
You know what this documentary has shown me? It's so nice to hear time and time again how much of a competitor Michael Jordan was. I mean, how could I live without knowing,
oh, Michael was the first one in the gym, and he was the last one to leave the gym. True. I mean, if you're going to crown him. I don't give a shit.
What time you got to the gym?
Jimmy Butler's the first one to the gym. I don't give a shit. Everyone's glorifying this guy. Oh, he worked really hard. Yeah, no shit. He's getting paid $35 million.
Yeah, and it paid off to six rings, six finals MVPs, 6-0, game-winning shots. Like, what's your point?
Oh, wait, I was actually, you know what the most interesting part of the thing was when they actually showed MJ lost a first round series and got swept? Not the GOAT. Not Michael Jordan.
Wait, hold on, time out. What's your point?
Not Michael Jordan.
What's your point?
That I was under the impression that Michael Jordan never played any other playoff series other than just six NBA finals, because that's all anybody talks about. But no, they never talk about the playoff rounds before that and the fact that it takes a lot of work to get to the finals.
Yeah, you're right. Where he had 55 points. They did talk about that one where he got swept, scoring 55
points. And he only scored 63 and lost to Boston.
Yeah. The greatest team of that decade.
Oh my God, Jax.
I don't even get what your point is. What is your point? Everyone knows he didn't win every single playoff series. He lost many, but he also won six.
Right, so how are you holding in the fact, like, yeah, he won six finals. That's great.
Right.
But LeBron James went to eight straight finals.
Right, okay. So this is my favorite activity.
Oh my God.
This is my favorite activity, ready? All right. Let's give LeBron full credit for getting to all nine, right? So he's played in nine finals. All right, let's take away the Spurs, right? He didn't have enough help. So now he's 3-5. Let's take away two KD Warriors. He's 3-3. Let's take away the Warriors series where everyone got hurt. So now he's 3-2.
Took him to six.
Okay. Apparently that counts as a win. So now he's 3-2 in the finals.
Apparently scoring 63 against Boston counts as a win, even though you didn't win the game.
You don't play both
the rules the same for MJ and LeBron.
What are you talking about?
You don't play the same. You do, oh, I guess we want to give him credit because he took him six. I guess we want to give Jordan credit because he scored 60 and he didn't win the fucking game.
No one's trying to give him credit.
You literally keep saying that.
You're crying. All right, so we landed at LeBron James's 3-2 in the NBA finals.
What's your point?
That Michael Jordan was 6-0. That Michael Jordan was 6-0.
Wait. So you're just erasing the fact that he even went to them?
So let's be clear. So now you want those four back. So now he's 3-6 in the finals. What's more impressive?
Yeah, my point is that I don't give a shit that he's 3-6. Yeah, the only thing I'll never make
an
excuse for.
What do you care about?
The broad picture. Because if you only cared that Jordan was 6-0, I don't understand why you don't hold Bill Russell to a higher standard than you do.
I don't understand this obsession.
Because that is all that Jordan do is, I'm literally writing it down, 6-0. I don't give a shit. I don't care.
What? The whole goal is to win titles.
Okay,
that's
so
like
if you're saying that,
part.
Then why do you not talk about other guys more?
Because there's clearly the two best players of
so
all time.
So why is Kobe Bryant, why is LeBron James better than Kobe Bryant? Kobe has five rings.
Because he's a better passer. He's a much better rebounder. He's a better player.
All three of those things that you just said, better passer, better rebounder, overall better player, is about LeBron James compared to Michael Jordan.
Not really,
you literally, run the tape back because the beginning of this segment, you go, yeah, it's made everyone realize that LeBron James might be the best player of all time, but he just didn't have what Jordan had. If you're literally saying that the reason that, okay, thanks. If you're saying that the reason that LeBron James is better than Kobe Bryant is the fact that he's a better rebounder, better passer, and overall better player, you literally just said those same things 8 to 10 minutes ago about LeBron James compared to Michael Jordan.
No, because Michael Jordan, when put at point guard, he had 11 straight triple-doubles. He actually liked to play in his
role. Oh, I don't give a shit about he had 11 straight triple-doubles.
Why? Because he never had to be...
Because Russell Westbrook averaged a triple-double. I don't give a shit.
Dude, oh my God, you're so stupid. This is a different era with less possessions, less points. You don't understand the correlation between the two. You never have. That's why it holds you back when it comes to this argument. When people say, oh, LeBron averaged 30, 12, and 11 in the NBA Finals. That's so amazing. That's great. But he also had 33% more possessions. If you extrapolate that data for Michael Jordan's finals, okay, give him 33% more possession. He averaged 45, 19, and 16. Like, it's just stupid when people get obsessed with the numbers in the air. Anyway, Michael Jordan, also 10-time first-team all-defense. So, dope. Like, I'm just saying. Dope. All I'm saying is everyone has agreed. Agree with me this. If LeBron James had Michael Jordan's mentality, he would, without a doubt, be the greatest player of all time.
Correct.
Okay. So that was my point by saying it has shown us that MJ's mentality can better than us.
I'm just still caught up.
Because you're mocking it. You're mocking it, saying it didn't matter. But that's literally the difference between their greatness levels.
LeBron, I have a question. James, I have a question.
Yeah.
So you were saying that MJ was scoring 37 points a game when the league was way slower and everything, right?
You're pointing. Correct.
Jordan averaged 37 points in the 86 and 87 season.
Correct.
Can I finish? Yeah. The pace of the league at that time was 100.8 possessions per game. Harden averaged 36 last year. The pace of the league was 100. Why do I keep hearing that the pace of the NBA game today is so much faster?
No. Look at the scoring, Abe. Look at the NBA
finals. Okay, so you're talking about efficiency then. Because they're still getting the same amount of possessions. Like, the league is not as fast.
Last year's finals, the winning team, 118, 109, 123, 105, 106, 114. Michael Jordan, 1998 finals. Let's see what the scores were. Let's see if I can pull these up real quick. It's late 90s. It's close to early 20s, but let's see. All right. Game 1, 88. Game 2, 93. Game 3, 96. 86, 83, 87. Not a single game over 100 points. That is literally a insane amount of point differential.
Dude, but I just don't understand the whole that Jordan was doing it in such a slower NBA. No, he wasn't. It was the same thing. It's so blown out of proportion by
these
old heads.
It just shows you, dude. There's literally 15 less points per game. That's 10 plus shot attempts per game. That's 10 more rebounds per game. That's a lot. Like, that's a major difference.
Because the 80s pace is probably faster than today's pace.
Based off what?
Based off what I just read you, the amount of possessions.
Okay, I'm looking at pace right now, Abe. And that finals, the pace was 82.
So you're talking about one finals versus the entire season.
You're
talking about a maximum of 7 games in the span of how many? Thousands?
No. But that's my exact comparison. Is if we're gonna say LeBron James,
I don't even know what we're arguing right now.
I'm saying you're complaining about pace.
I'm not complaining. You pointed to the fact that the NBA is so much faster nowadays, when in reality.
Do you mean in reality, Abe? I'm looking at an example. 98 finals, 82 pace.
You realize what you're saying. You're just saying the finals. I'm talking about the entire season.
Because I referenced the NBA finals.
Okay, well, all right. So, yeah, you're right. You're correct in that. The finals in a 7-game series, in a minuscule picture, in 7 games.
That's
in the
80s
versus the 22. Jack, congratulations. You're right when it comes down to 7 games. But for me, I like a bigger sample size when you look at the entire NBA season.
Abe, we're talking about.
You're talking about.
Right, and you're on the other side of the phone, so you are as well. And we're talking about my statement was this. LeBron James gets all this love because he went 33, 11, and 10 in NBA Finals. And it was impressive, don't get me wrong.
Which series was that?
Unbelievable.
Which series was that? Because he does it like every single one.
That's unbelievable.
Which
right?
one was that? Was that the one where Iguodala stopped him and got the MVP for holding
right,
him 30,
right? Okay.
36,
and the pace
13, and 9.
20% higher. So let me just do all the favorite
Jack,
things.
I know what you're saying. I know exactly
times
what you're 1.2. saying.
Okay. So LeBron or MJ God. In that series would have averaged 40 points per game. He would have averaged 6 rebounds, 5 assists, 4 steals, and 2 blocks. Pretty good.
Dude, I understand what you're saying. You're looking at it in a 7-game frame. I'm looking at the entire picture of the season. Simple as that. I'm pointing to
But that has nothing to do with what we're talking about.
Yes, it does, because people are talking about, oh, if MJ played in today's game, he would put up 40 points a game, 50
points. Well,
that is
true. Harden's
because,
doing it.
No, people are saying he would do 50. He's saying people would do 50 to 60 because of the way that it's played, the way that it's a small ball, the way that you get fouled every time, the way the pace of the NBA is. When in reality, the 80s was actually one of the faster paced decades in the NBA history. But you're looking at it in a minuscule picture frame for seven games, and I understand what you're saying, and mazel tov to Michael.
So where did you find the pace? Because I would love to see that.
Twitter.com. You ever heard of it?
Huh? Yeah. Twitter. What tweets did you read?
I don't have it anymore.
Because the most points allowed in the 98 season was 104 points per game. I bet if we looked at the NBA today.
What's that have to do with pace?
It has to do with scoring.
Yeah, because they didn't call as many fouls.
Find the pace tweet, and then we'll talk about it.
Well, we'll bring it back next Dream Team episode. I don't know where it went. But, what does that have to do with anything? The fact that they score 100 points a game. Or what was the stat?
The fact that there's 20 more points per game is insanity.
Well, yeah, because they call a tighter shift, and there's way more free throws.
Right.
Obviously, there's going to be more.
So how do you think MJ wouldn't score 45 a game if Harden's doing it?
Because of the way that Harden plays. He was a way better 3-point shooter than MJ. MJ wasn't even that good of
a 3-point shooter.
Yeah, until they made it like that modified shorter arc. Whereas today it's a 23.5 feet or whatever it is, and it's a bigger arc. Like MJ was only efficient when they had the shorter arc and they were in that like that weird period.
I mean, look, we're playing all hypotheticals, but I personally think
that James Harden's the best offensive talent we've ever seen.
Oh my god.
It might be.
Alright, with currently no NBA, NHL, or MLB, you might think there's nothing to bet on. Well, you'd be wrong. Our partner BetOnline still has hundreds of events, games, and props to wager on. Just go to betonline.ag, use promo code BLUEWIRE to join today and get a nice welcome bonus. You guys, go make some money, get some cash, betonline.ag.
Can I read a quote? I want to hear your thoughts on it.
For Blue Chew, then no.
I thought you were finished with Blue Chew. Blue Chew. Awesome pill. Awesome pill. I am on my Blue Chew right now as we speak, actually. But anyway, I saw this tweet yesterday in regards to the NBA season, and I'm curious what your thoughts were. Austin Rivers, who I don't know who gave him a reason to speak. Waiting to find this tweet. Yada, yada, yada. Here we go. Austin Rivers comments on the current NBA situation. Quote, people have been saying whoever wins the title, it's going to have a blip next to it. Personally, I think it's the complete opposite. This is so much harder. Whoever wins this year really had to go get it and earn it. What are your thoughts on that? Do you think there's an asterisk?
Like, I would actually love to know who's saying there is. Have you heard people saying it?
No, but I don't have Austin Rivers' network. So.
But he must be on Twitter reading it, is what I'm saying.
He said in like an interview. I don't know. I'm really looking at Legion Hoops right now. But anyway, what are your thoughts on it?
My thoughts are, it sounds like someone from LeBron's camp was leaking that.
He's so far in your head. You're not even talking about LeBron.
Well,
on LeBron's team. He's on the Rockets.
That's leaking the other part, is that it would have a blip. Because everyone knows the Lakers were the one seed in the West, and they were going to roll, and they had the chemistry, and they were rocking. So now LeBron fans and media and Clutch has to set it up to where if he doesn't happen to win, even though he was going to be the perennial favorite to win, it's because of this. So
you actually have a disease.
I love that Austin Rivers is helping.
You legitimately have a disease.
Austin Rivers is helping his dad out for when the Clippers sweep through the Lakers. And it was honestly a good quote.
You legitimately are sick in the head.
I mean, it's true. LeBron fans are obsessed with putting him in win-win situations.
Yeah, that's true. I love doing it. But I cannot fathom the thought that out of that quote, where I thought we were done with that conversation, I just popped my Blue Chew, like, we were done with the MJ LeBron conversation.
Do you know what Blue Chew is?
Yeah, do you?
Okay, so you need to stop popping multiple Blue Chews right now.
But anyway, I thought we were done with that conversation.
Well,
to belittle LeBron James's name.
Well, let me ask you, why?
When in reality, we should be holding this guy to a higher standard, because there was a report that came out that he was hooking up with this like 22-year-old Instagram model who was an absolute smoke show. Her name is Sophia Jamora.
No. Who's the Austin Rivers or LeBron?
Oh, LeBron. Austin Rivers can't pull that.
Wait, your king is finally going to have a PR nightmare?
No, absolutely not. They crushed the
TikToks.
Absolutely not, dude. A few years ago, we had the same scandal with Rachel Bush. You didn't hear anything about that.
Oh, really? I didn't know about that.
Yeah, of course you didn't. This will be gone within the week.
Okay.
But it just blows my mind how I'm reading an Austin Rivers quote, and then you find a way to come in and just, oh, here comes, step on LeBron's name. Here we go.
Well, let me ask you, what team could win the title that would be an asterisk? Like, why would it be an asterisk?
Oh, I'm not saying it's an asterisk.
So I don't even understand. Like, if there were any party of people that would use the break to save someone's name in case they didn't win the title, what party of people would it be? Let me just propose that.
I mean, the Lakers were playing really
well. They were. That's the thing. They're playing great basketball. And the East is so weak that I don't think the Bucks are worried. It sounds like there's one team whose chemistry post-quarantine feels like it could be off. Because
there was maybe one team peaking at the right time.
Because you already have Jared Dudley, another Laker, coming out and saying...
Hey, bleep that out.
And saying, you know... we would like to play 20 games before we got back into the season so we could get our chemistry back. I don't know. My thoughts on it are no, there's no damn asterisk. The best teams win. The best teams play.
Okay.
It shouldn't be that hard.
Do you think, all right, let's not say there's an asterisk. Do you think it's actually harder?
Do I think it's a harder? I think.
It's a harder road from here.
For
anybody. For anybody.
Well, I think if you've ever come off a hiatus of basketball. Well, there's two things. One, like the players who trained hard during this time and stayed ready.
That'll be interesting to see who did something and who didn't during this time.
Right. But game speed, everyone knows game speed is different, and no one right now should be able to be practicing in game speed. So I will say this, though. When people think that defense falls, but it's actually offense that falls off terribly, like shooting, rhythm, offensive chemistry, all that stuff. So that does benefit the Bucks and the Clippers, which is another reason why I think Clutch Media, you know, is pushing this narrative that it's an asterisk. Because when Kawhi comes to your city and wins another title in your building, that's
it's technically his building.
That's my point.
Well, he shares the building.
That's my point. He's making it his building.
Well, they're moving to the Forum, so he's kind of just renting.
That's my point.
He's kind of just
renting. Kawhi is literally going international. He goes up, he wins a title. Down in Texas, he ruins him. And then he has to come to his home, his current hometown, where he plays every night.
But it's actually Kawhi's hometown.
And hangs up a banner in his building before he leaves for the Forum. Think about that.
I mean, are we just forgetting the fact that Ben Simmons' back is healthy?
Yeah, literally, that is... I mean, Ben Simmons, he can't keep the back, he can't shoot a shot, he can't keep his girl. I mean, Devin Booker's a good player, man.
Oh, no, we're lit that Kendall's gone. We are lit that Kendall is gone.
The Suns, man, like...
You're telling me you want your player, your best player, dating a Kardashian?
You don't want any... Right, that is. Isn't that why the Cavs lost one of those finals? Because Tristan Thompson like kissed the Kardashian. I think that's
married to Khloe and then was messing around with Jordan Woods, and that's a whole thing.
Right.
We can have a TMZ episode if we want.
So long-winded response to no. I think there's no asterisks. I think if there's any season, that would be amazing. Does it feel like it's getting canceled to you?
It's at that point where like. It feels like we're in it. Like, I wake up in the morning, I don't think about the NBA, I just kind of feel like it's in the off season. So, like, canceling it outright won't really change anything in my mentality at this point. I'm kind of just living with the fact that the NBA doesn't exist. If it comes back, awesome. If it doesn't, it doesn't. But I'm just kind of, I've kind of accepted that it's not going to, and I really don't think it will. But
in terms of, we can live without sports, and then like any semblance of a sporting event comes on, and it's like the only thing on my mind.
Yeah, dude, Dalton signed to the Cowboys, and it was appointment television yesterday. But I think that what Austin Rivers was saying is like that people are going to be mad because maybe, like, I think he's gassing up the Rockets a little bit. Maybe, like, is he still on the Rockets? Actually, what team is Austin Rivers on?
I think he's still on the Rockets, bro.
Is he? Yeah, all right, he's on the Rockets. So, like, they're not the best team in the NBA by any means. But, like, who knows if they have a shot when they come back, if chemistry isn't right and Harden's hitting his shots and everything with this small ball lineup.
Basketball, yeah, basketball.
But the point is, basketball is the one sport out of all the major sports where I would say most of the time the best team is going to win every year. Last year, probably it didn't, just because of injuries, what happened. But every other year, it seems the first or second best team wins it all, whereas in NFL, that doesn't happen all the time. In the MLB, it's really just who's hot going into October. Doesn't really mean who's the best team. Look at the Nationals were in the wild card game last year. And heck, in NHL, I don't follow hockey, but I know that the Blues were the worst team at the All-Star break when they won it all. So, like, that's more of like a who's getting hot, whereas the NBA, it kind of really is the only sport where the best team wins every year. And maybe if the NBA does come back, you see a situation where the best teams like the Bucks, the Clippers, the Sixers, the Lakers, their chemistry falls apart a little and they're not the best team and they don't win. So, I mean, maybe that's what he's going for and just like trying to gas up his Rockets a little just in case. Keep holding out hope, Austin. But like, yeah, I haven't
seen. You know, I was all in on the Rockets.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't seen. I mean, I'm also surprised that you didn't catch my little Sixers comment in there. But
I don't listen to anything Sixers because you guys are like,
I'm not talking. I just brought them up. But anyway, I don't think
one takeaway from your little rant there was you said the best team normally wins, which is crazy that LeBron is never on the best team. Do you know how hard it is to not be the best team when you are by far the best player in the world?
No.
Think about that concept.
Because one player can't dominate like that.
So all right, throw in a top three shooting guard of all time.
I don't think he's top.
Throw in a 10-time All Star. Throw in the greatest shooter of all time at the time.
Yeah, we
throw
can
in
throw
in a nice head coach.
Yeah, we can throw in a top 50 player of all time too if we want, right?
Dwayne Wade is a top 50 player of all time.
Yeah, I don't think he's a top three shooting guard of all time.
Who are the three then?
I've had this conversation with people. It goes Jordan, Kobe, and Harden. It really does. I think
oh, my goodness.
It does. All right,
I'm done. I'm actually done.
I'm a huge Harden guy.
I'm not even fighting it. That is the most ignorant, dumbest. All validity was just lost on this podcast because you had to say that out of your mouth.
All right. That's just what I think. Listen, man, I think James Harden is special.
Dude. Oh, no.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Wait, but isn't Harden a point guard? Isn't that what they said?
There's no such thing as positions.
Okay.
What would you consider Harden?
Now I'm kind of in shock.
What would you consider
that
Harden?
That just came out of your mouth. I'm
trying I don't think
refocus.
It's that blasphemous.
Dwayne Wade, three-time NBA champ.
Yeah, riding coattails of Shaq and LeBron.
Oh, my God. His first finals is known as the greatest finals performance.
Yeah, I know. He didn't ride Shaq.
Wait, hold on. Who did he beat in that finals? I forget. It was a while ago.
Well, Dirk when they were better. Cause they
were wait, so he beat a better Mavs team?
Yeah, but he also had the most dominant center of all time. Who was a role player. Yeah, who was a role player. All right, can I go do other things?
All right, we're good here. Snapback fam, on Thursday.
The beard.
On Thursday, it's Lane Johnson, Eagles offensive lineman. It actually is funny that we had Lane on. He used an Eagles player. Obviously, I hate the Eagles. He went to Oklahoma. Obviously, I went to Texas. I hate them.
And we drafted Jalen Hurts.
And he's the biggest proponent of Bud Light, and my family business supports Miller Light. And
we didn't even
Bud
get
Light,
into that.
So we didn't because we didn't want to give him free publicity. So on Thursday, Funny Ranked with Lane Johnson. Enjoy, Snapback fam. Catch you in a bit. Peace.
James Harden, third best shooting guard of all time.